Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The White House notified Congress it's approving another $1 billion in military aid to Israel, despite last week's pause on shipments of 2,000-pound bombs over fears they'd be used on civilians in southern Gaza. House Speaker Mike Johnson said the House is still going to vote to try to force the administration to resume the transfer of those weapons.
We'll have to see what effect that has on the legislation, but I think it's important for us to express again the will of Congress on the matter, and so I don't think we'll be changing what we do in the legislation.
Speaker, one of several prominent Republicans who attended former President Trump's criminal hush money trial Tuesday. The trial resumes tomorrow with more testimony from Michael Cohen, Trump's one-time attorney. The Justice Department says Boeing breached a 2021 agreement that kept it from being charged after two deadly crashes. The department says it's still determining how to proceed. This is ABC News. TikTokers are heading to court.
I'm suing Biden.
Well, more of the federal government.
He goes by Cattle Guy on TikTok. Eight creators are suing over the law that would force TikTok's Chinese owner to sell the platform or face a U.S. ban. Federal officials have raised security concerns. The sun is not done acting up.
The sun produced its biggest flare in nearly a decade Tuesday, just days after mass ejections of coronal plasma created dazzling northern lights seen farther south on Earth than usual. Not done yet, said the update from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Good news, this latest flare erupted on a part of the sun moving away from our terra firma. Negative effects, minimal. NASA says the geomagnetic waves caused one of its satellites to rotate unexpectedly. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A miniature poodle is the big dog at the Westminster Kennel Club dog show. Sage is the 11th poodle to win Best in Show. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Jeff Levering and wife Ashley love their patio door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
It's so bright, it's so clear. I can see the kids outside playing, and it makes it comfortable for the life we live.
I love the roll screen. The fact that the screen is on the inside and no drafts, it's a game changer.
Right now, get 0% interest-free financing for up to 48 months when you order by May 31st. Set your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. That's 531-2024.
If you sail or enjoy water sports, why not consider a donation to International Youth Sailing of Oshkosh at Miller's Bay on Lake Winnebago? This group has passionately built a community of recreational sailing for kids and families in northeastern Wisconsin for 16 years. A donation from you would help us to continue to educate and enrich the lives of children in Oshkosh through sailing. To make a donation or to volunteer, please visit us at sailoshkosh.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A healthcare system serving eastern Wisconsin is working with the FBI to try to unfreeze their computers. Ascension Health officials confirmed last week a ransomware attack has frozen their computer system. Ascension isn't saying how much money the hackers want. The University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension is using a $1 million federal grant to teach the public about large-scale solar and wind farms in different communities. Extension's Sherry Gruder says communities are also urged to give feedback.
Endangered species in the area, will they be protected to what happens to the water and the wells when the land isn't being farmed for that time?
33 large-scale solar developments are in place or under development in Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Brewers beat the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrapping up their three-game set against the Pirates in Milwaukee. Last night, the Brewers' 24-year-old Sal Frelick made a spectacular catch in center field on Bally Sports.
To center field, Frelick on the move. Frelick's back, and he's got it! Oh, Superman in center! Sal Frelick, game in Milwaukee.
Brewers went on to win 4-3. Manager Pat Murphy and Wally Frelick is just now beginning to show signs as an everyday player.
He's young. You know, remember how young he is. And then it's not just he's not just physically gifted.
College Hoops, the new UW Green Bay men's basketball coach, Doug Gottlieb, told Inside Wisconsin what kind of player he expects to be on the team.
Knowing history of it, knowing that in Wisconsin and Minnesota and in the Plains, there's not a crazy amount of high major players. There's a lot. Kids want to play close to home.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Plenty of sunshine today. We're headed to 66 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear this evening, clouds increasing late tonight, our low 45. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some afternoon showers and thunderstorms, our high tomorrow near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up next on the show, we talk to the co-founder of Courage MKE, 1133 public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Wednesday morning to you. Merry Christmas, everybody. If you're watching, people, you know what? Here's what we're gonna do. Just to kick it out first.
Been on for a year, almost a year, and we've never
done this before. This is really, you know, this used to happen when I was in school up in Nagani, because we only had, this is like before the mall was built in Marquette. So you had your one little store, Levine's Clothing Shop. Yeah.
So. And people would go there, they'd have a plaid shirt or something, and you'd buy it.
And three kids would be wearing that plaid shirt in school on one day. You know what I mean?
We had Schrader's department store, and they would buy not a lot, like you said, a JCPenney's or something like that. And you'd go in there you'd always be wearing the same thing as the next kid. Yeah. So anyway, I didn't get the memo today.
I remember girls that would go home and change when that happened.
Oh, yeah.
Really? I remember that couple times.
Don't cry. Oh, sure.
I remember, I can tell you who it was.
Absolutely.
I could see it. What they were wearing, firmly in my mind. And the reason we're saying that, if anybody's watching on the live stream, Jim and I are dressed 100% alike in our bright red Christmas red pullovers. And they're not even the same pullover. Nope. Yours is from the Auto Museum.
Right.
Mine's a Badger one.
Yeah.
Both have a black T-shirt underneath.
Yeah.
We could not have called each other up last night and said,
no,
what are you going to wear? Let's try to dress alike.
No, we would never do that.
This is amazing.
We would never do that.
Johnny said earlier, he's like, we look like two Santa Clauses sitting here.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't
know. So you know what, Ty? We're gonna start out with a little contest.
All right.
We're starting out with a text competition.
All right.
We'll give one of those really cool hats I got from the Heights.
Yeah.
That you wear that you look very bad in.
Yep.
And bad in a good way. We're going to give one of those caps away. They're not cheap caps. We're going to give one of those caps away from the Heights on the best text regarding how we look in bright, vivid red.
So, like, best description,
insult, best whatever you want.
Like, yeah.
So, let's keep this going all morning
long.
Two
birds, okay? Fine. Yeah.
Right. It would be like two birds of a feather travel together.
This is truly amazing.
We would be more,
and they couldn't even be more close in color.
Yeah, those are.
It's like the exact same red.
So the
fire engine red.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. I know that was weird when you walked in.
Yeah, I saw you, and it's like, oh no.
That's happened to me one time. I had a meeting in my office, and I was wearing a sport coat, and a guy came in wearing the exact same sport coat.
Oh, so same thing.
But I just took mine off and just had a long sleeve shirt and tie, but.
Go ahead and take yours off.
It was really awkward.
Like this.
So I had to wear something a little bit bigger because my trainer's coming in today. I wanted to say, look, Jim, you're looking good, man.
It's sharp. I like those from the Auto Museum. I love that design and everything. It's great.
Shoulders are a little bit wider. Yeah. This is a good one.
Yeah.
But
twinning is winning.
There you go. Tori. Love that.
Tori's on the board first.
All right. I give Tori.
Just off the board first.
No, that's good. Putting is winning. I like that. That makes sense. So anyway.
You know what my problem is, though?
Because I look so much better because mine fits. Is that your problem?
What is that?
Okay, now wait a minute. Because when Jim came in, he goes, my trainer's coming in today. I wore something a little big, so I look svelte or whatever he said.
And now what does he do?
It fits so much better,
You know who you remind me so much of? It's incredible.
What's that, John?
Besides Rudy Giuliani. This guy, I used to golf with at times, okay? And just one of those guys talked. He wasn't a good golfer.
He was or wasn't?
Wasn't.
Yeah.
But I was just kind of, you know what I mean? Just had to make a comment every time somebody else.
Yeah.
And I remember we're playing this, and he hit a bad shot. And somebody says, oh, you know, does your wife play? Or, you know how guys just say those things. And he goes, well, mine all sucks too.
Can't go down alone.
It's like, what?
Yeah.
Why did you have to bring me into this? What did I do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're kind of like, you're a little bit like that. You're a little bit like that guy.
If I go down, you're coming with me.
Yeah. But you know what one of my issues is?
What's that?
One of my problems. You know what I literally do not have the chromosome of giving me the talent to do?
Oh, there's quite a few missing.
But one of the main ones, ironing. I can't iron a shirt.
I called you.
My life.
I called him on, where were we going? I called you on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I said, what are you doing? He goes, I'm ironing. I'm
like,
what? Yeah, what?
Took me like a half an hour to iron a shirt.
That's so easy to do. That's why ironing boards are made the way they are, exactly for shirts. Yeah. You know, because you put the shoulder up on top and you do it. You could be real frugal about it and just iron what people see. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if you wore a sweater over that, but some people, if you're wearing a vest, you can just do the, I would never do that, but you could just wear the. Iron the sleeves.
Just iron the sleeves? Yeah. I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
I even got one of those steamers, and that works sometimes.
Yeah.
I bought one of those.
Those are overrated.
How much would it cost to hire a person to iron?
It's not that. I send
50 cents a shirt?
Oh, no. It's like $3.50 a shirt.
For one shirt?
Yeah. I get my shirts.
Okay. I'm opening up a ironing thing. I'll learn how to iron for $3.50 a shirt.
Yeah. It's all of that.
Heckle and Jekyll, they look like. Okay. I can't believe this.
I get all my shirts dry cleaned.
You get them dry cleaned? Oh, how much is that?
That's what I'm saying. That's what it is.
Oh, that's $3.50,
$3.75.
But can't you hire some person that lives in Green Bay who takes in laundry and irons?
See, I knew that birds of a feather would
Two
come
birds
out.
Of a feather.
Yeah.
Cardinals. Isn't there anybody that does that? So if it's reasonable, I'd do it.
Well, it's not going to be. Who's going to come and iron a shirt for $1?
I'll bring it to them.
No, that's not worth it.
All right. Just throwing it out there. Big show today. Big news, of course. Green Bay is in the news in the sports world today. ESPN was all over this. UW Green Bay hiring a brand new head men's basketball coach who has never coached basketball before.
College.
Right. He was a great player. He's a great radio announcer. Doug Gottlieb is his name. And he's one of the big-time announcers for college basketball. And he is going to be UW Green Bay's new head basketball coach. I'm sure everybody knows that I'm not, you know, doing anything here. We got Scott Vincey from the Press Gazette who covers UWGB. That's his beat. He's coming on to talk about it. A lot of different discussions about this. And I've got my opinion. I think that Green Bay, I think Sundance really left them in the lurch. I'll be honest with you. Can't blame him for going. I know it's his home school. It's his home state. It's his home everything. Okay, that's fine. But the bottom line, he really left them in a lurch. This late in the year, the transfer portal is closing. Three of his really good players have already left.
Right.
This is a tough job. If they'd just given it to, like, somebody, although I still say, for whatever reason, they refused to hire Gary Gresh, who I think would be magnificent for that program.
I just want to say that. You look at why Sundance left, it's because his roots are there. And why?
Right.
I think that's really important when you get older, when you get to be, you know, 45, 50, you want to be like kind of where you grew up. It's okay to leave, but
especially your kids are in college or kids are grown up.
So I don't blame Sundance.
No, but I think it's a serious mistake that GB has never seriously considered Gary Gresh. I think that's a crime. But I will say this. When's the last time you saw UW Green Bay basketball in the headlines nationally for ESPN?
Right.
Never. So with anything else, all other things aside, this guy gives them notoriety. He gives them light to the program. College kids that, you know, forget recruits. Everything is transfers these days.
Yeah.
So transfers, they know this guy knows every single person in college basketball who matters. They know he has tremendous contacts with college basketball scouts, with NBA scouts, with all these different things. You know he's got some big money guys somewhere along the line. He's probably a big money guy working for ESPN on a regular basis, doing a national radio show. So, I mean, I will say this. It sounds shocking, but I will say this. I think with the situation that Sundance left them in, this was as good. Other than Gary Gresh, I still say it would have been the greatest move they could make. Other than that, I think something like this makes sense.
So this is, I don't know, me and my love for sports.
Now this is from Nancy. Thing one and thing two. Fight amongst yourself as to who gets to be one or two.
Well, that's easy. That's
I'm one.
Someone. This guy, though, is he's going to get some extra notoriety as well, this coach.
Well, he doesn't need more notoriety.
But he's going to get.
I mean, everybody in college basketball knows who he is.
But everybody in college basketball knows he hasn't coached. So he's come here, and let's say he has a great year.
Right.
What's to say he's not going to go to a bigger school?
I don't think he's that guy. I mean, I really don't. I mean, he's a little bit older. How old? I don't even know how old.
I don't think he's that old.
50s? Early 50s? But I don't think that would happen.
Okay.
Maybe it'll happen. Maybe he'll say, hey, Green Bay's too small for me or whatever.
Or I got this offer for $3 million instead of, you know, $300,000.
Yeah. So. It's possible.
He's 48.
48. Okay, so he's young
for
Division I head coach. But I think it's a good move by them. I really and truly do.
I worry, and listen, I'm not a sports guy. But I see this has happened in radio. They take famous people.
Yeah.
And they put them in situations that maybe they can't necessarily handle.
Okay.
Boy, I didn't even realize.
Oh, God. I can't. Okay, John. All right.
I just hope it doesn't make things. I hope the team can last around him.
Right. Let me ask, John, you must know this because you claim to know everything about. This is not the first time they've taken someone out of the broadcast booth and put them in charge of a team.
Right.
They did that with that guy from the Lions.
And it failed miserably.
Disaster.
Disaster.
Paid $3 million.
NFL history.
Disaster.
Yeah. You know what?
But is there a history of this working?
Yes.
Okay.
Los Angeles Lakers, Pat Riley. He was their assistant travel secretary. He's almost like a George Costanza, assistant to the assistant travel secretary. Did color commentary on their games, was the announcer, and then became the head coach and became mind-boggling
good,
successful.
Yeah.
But, of course, he had Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Jamal Wilkes, and Norm Nixon.
But did they come because of him? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's well, then, all right. The only thing I remembered when I read this was flashbacks to Detroit. And I thought,
Riley would be the closest that I can think of. I mean, he was low on the totem pole. And then the first coach, their head coach, got in that bike accident, wasn't wearing a helmet, and was never the same.
He's got this music.
Then they hired the guy from, then they hired the guy Westhead, who had been from some small school, and then Magic Johnson ran him out, and Pat Riley took over, and he would be the best example I think of.
But there's a lot that have come from the broadcast booth to the coaching and failed.
No question.
So I don't know.
All right.
I'm keeping my season tickets, though. I'll tell you that. I'm going
to
support them.
It brings buzz to the program, and I think that program needs buzz.
Oh, yeah.
I really do.
All right.
And again, if you're not watching live stream, the reason Todd's playing this is we both are wearing Santa Claus red pullovers. Exactly the same. Back after this. Yeah, you
better watch out. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Sync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air. I'm telling you why.
Welcome back, Mind on the Mayor here on a Wednesday morning. 42 degrees in Appleton. No, excuse me, 42 degrees in Green Bay, 45 in Appleton. 49 in Oshkosh already. Winds coming from the north at 7 to 9 miles an hour. Today is Family Day. All right. Today is Straw Hat Day. All right.
Wear Red Day.
Uh-huh. Chocolate Chip Day. Never had a bad chocolate chip. You?
I mean,
anything in chocolate chips.
I don't like chocolate.
The only thing I'm not crazy. You don't like chocolate chips? No. How can you not like chocolate chips?
I don't like chocolate.
I'm not. You know what I'm not into? I don't need chocolate chips in my pancakes. I don't need chocolate chip pancakes. That's a little over sweetness.
Over chocolate chippiness.
When you put the syrup on, that's a little much, I think.
Wow. No, I don't know that.
And a very important thing, Dementia Awareness Week.
Yeah, that's good.
We got an invitation in the mail today regarding that, because we've tried to do a lot to help out with the program down here. And businesses and residents invited. Join us for refreshments and snacks at the Brown County ADRC, 300 Adams Street, between 2 and 3:30 p.m. And that's coming up, and it's going to be a really cool thing. We try to support them a bunch, and that's on the 17th. So that's 2 days, Friday, 6/17. Celebrate dementia-friendly neighborhoods. It's a great program that they do.
Yeah, it's Friday.
You know, to make people aware of dementia and potentially recognize if somebody has that and they might be confused or might be having issues.
Right. And we've gone to see all the signs like this before. Very informative.
Very informative. And you know what? That's another one of those things that affected all three of us.
And that is, just so that we're aware, that is June 17th.
That's coming up. 17th. Yep. Yeah, 6/17.
Yep.
June 17th. So very cool. We'd like to support them as much as possible. Yep. No question about it.
That is a Monday.
Yeah.
So, and yes, at the AG Resource Center, it's right down the block from us. So,
but but
we got to promote this thing. Okay.
Yes, but today we got a big show. Ryan Doro.
I didn't know his last name.
The personal trainer at Western Racket and Fitness, who is the former mayor's personal trainer.
Yeah. And he gives seminars. This guy's like really educated, and I was lucky to get him. Yeah, he's a good one. So I'm a work in process.
Yeah, work all right. Ben and Deanna Malcourt, love having them come on. Moving with the Malcourts, Bay Area Realty. They are charismatic. They are knowledgeable. They are...
They're Green Bay, too. They relate. They relate to the
absolutely
customer. They're... Yeah, good people.
A lot of stuff happening in the world, unprecedented stuff happening in the world right now regarding beauty pageant. Both Miss USA and Miss Teen USA resigned their posts.
I know. That was
Kimberly Sawyer, great friend of mine who is a former Miss Wisconsin and knows all about the pageants and has helped, you know, help promote young women
and help coach them and everything. Find out
from her what's going on. And then Scott Vensey, Green Bay Press Gazette beat writer for UW Green Bay, will be coming on, and we'll talk about the Doug Gottlieb situation.
He does a lot more than the beat writer for Green Bay, though.
Oh, he does lots. He's almost one of the last. Him and Pete Doherty are two of the last old school sports writers, that they have.
Yeah, he's really, really good, and
really, really good.
And he's, I mean, I'm sure people.
And has every contact in the world has everyone.
Yes, that's
so
what I'm saying.
I'm really anxious to talk to Scott Vensey, find out what he thinks. And then we've got Abby Novak from downtown Appleton, Light the Light event. What's that, Todd?
Light the Night.
Light the Night event. Kind of like an outdoor fair kind of thing at night, magic, music, all sorts of cool stuff.
Oh, cool.
But they got it going on, don't they?
Yeah.
They really do a lot of cool things. I'm sure that's on College Avenue, right? I don't know. We'll talk to her about it. But yeah, they do a lot of fun stuff down in Appleton.
You know what I mean? Ever since we had the gentleman on the other day, the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah, Reggie.
I've had a hankering for that food now.
We got to do it. Now, remember, Saturday is their big 1-year anniversary at Area 509. So it would be a great time to support that local business and
have him bring us some.
That's right. Well, and he's got music, that whole Caribbean theme, Haiti theme or whatever. Yeah, it's all.
He hand me a Creole. Yeah. I love Creole. You know, I'd love that. I want to really get into Creole food. I might start Creole cooking.
There you go.
Yeah.
I kind of asked him, too, like, what's something that people don't know about that type of food? And people are in this area of Wisconsin afraid of spice, right?
Yeah.
And he said, but it's not that kind of spice.
Right.
It's not that crazy over the top, oh, my God, you're burning my tongue, all that kind
and
of stuff.
And it's not Jamaican.
Right.
You know, you assume it's just Jamaican. Okay, we've all had jerk chicken. We've all been to, you know, wherever, whatever. But his isn't. And his that Creole, which is a lot like Cajun, but different, a different type of spice. I'm really anxious to try his stuff.
And it's going to be fun because he is the face of that restaurant.
Yeah.
And he's...
And a good guy.
Good guy. He's easy to talk to. He's kind of funny. So that... Yeah, I mean, this Saturday, we both got... I got weddings, but...
I'll go.
You're
I'll
go.
I'll represent us.
That'd be awesome, Todd.
Cool.
Yeah. Can you bring some back for Monday?
Yeah, bring it back.
We'll see.
We'll see how that goes.
If it makes it back. I'll get some for sure, but if it makes it back.
That's the kind of stuff, though, it just smells so good in your kitchen or whatever, wouldn't it, when you're cooking it?
We have to go. There's so many places we've been invited to see on site, and we've got to get down to see him. And Oshkosh has so much going on. I just love that guy. What's his name again?
Pat Tracy.
Yep.
He's on with us tomorrow.
Yeah. So Johnny, we got to do that.
Another thing. You know what I still got to do? I got to bring down. Is the kudigi?
Yes.
I still got the kudigi.
Right, yeah.
So here's what I got. I've got the kudigi.
Yeah. Bring one to the mayor. Remember yesterday we talked about.
I want to have him on here the day we cook it. The day you cook it.
All right. I'll cook it. Sure. Because we want to get that. I really think you're on
the
Uper
Village.
Yeah.
For the draft. I'm serious about this.
I think that could live on beyond the draft, to be honest with you.
I do, too.
Do it right.
And I want to have a little thing, some of my barnwood, built just this kind of little thing, this facade type thing, like a UP thing.
You know, I
don't
know
that. I got the
old
UP license plates, the old hubcaps, the old Uper things.
You know, that could be, like you said, Todd, that could get legs. I mean, we have if they have the area.
A niche.
They have like a farmer's market type thing, goes off a street, and we get a booth there. We will win for the best booth easy, not just for decorations, but for the food. And then if we could parlay that into a food truck and then a bricks and mortar building, we could make a little bit of money.
I like it.
I mean, to be honest, I would go with a food truck, leave the bricks and mortar. That's just so much more work.
I kind of agree with that.
And you got to pay taxes.
And you're paying light bills and whatever. Right. People steal it from you.
And this
fix the toilets.
Absolutely.
Right. They all said that.
I would hire somebody for that. I wouldn't touch that.
This guy can build us a food truck. The guy we had on the crew.
Yeah, Reggie.
Yeah, I know.
Reggie built his own.
But we could build.
We could buy one. There's plenty of food trucks.
But we got to be unique.
We just sand it down and then we paint
it's
it whatever
look
you
like
want.
Camp. It's got to look
like a camp.
And it's got to be.
With an outhouse.
And then you have to have little. Uper.
I used to make birdhouses that looked exactly like Uper outhouses. I used to sell those. You want one? I'll build you one.
No, not at all.
An official barnwood from the UP.
Yeah, no.
That looks good out in your yard.
You want one?
We'll sell them. No, I don't want. But we
taking orders again. The building season has begun.
We we could. Yeah, and then you could put also on the truck just some of your Uper
memorabilia.
Not memorabilia, but just some of the stuff you guys say up there. That
sense.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Little sayings.
I like this a lot.
And I tell you, because we're
but
talking.
But you know what they don't say in the UP that people say this to
hello?
Me all the time?
Thank you.
I'm going to tell you words that have never been uttered in the UP by somebody born and raised in the UP.
Well, first of all, they have more than two syllables, but go ahead, John.
Can I finish?
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yadder hey. No one in the UP has ever said.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Oh, my God. The only people in the UP that have ever said yadder hey were Wisconsinites visiting the UP. I swear to God.
Not
okay, who's your friend in Appleton that we had on here for the Uper Bowl? Cover. Do you have her number? Weiger?
Or Dave.
Laura?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
We can call Steve Grenier. He's from the Uper
or
guy.
Steve Grenier. Get a Uper on the phone, Todd, please.
Yadder hey.
Want to make a bet on this?
Yes.
Oh, let's make a $10 bet towards the fund.
Okay.
Are you on?
Yadder hey.
Todd, right. you on this?
Yep.
All right.
I'm on for this.
Mind on the mayor. Back after this.
Now I'm back and not ashamed to cry. Ooh, baby. Yeah, I'm still delivered. I'm yours.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You know how Wisconsin weather can dip and soar? Well, guess what? Russia's facing some of the same challenges. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Wheat has been particularly interesting to watch lately. They're paying attention to weather patterns in Russia. That's according to John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend.
We've got frost as well as dry conditions in Russia. Russia's the world's largest exporter of wheat. We did see the USDA lower their projection on their crop by about 3 million metric tons. Maybe recognizing that a little this time frame, you know, so that's lifted the global price of wheat. Throw in there, India is usually self-sufficient wheat, but they're at a 16-year low for their own stockpiles. There's chatter or talk that they may come into the export market. They typically do not export wheat or import wheat and bring it in to meet their stockpiles. But when they do, they've done it at an aggressive pace. So the market may be piecing some of that in there.
Developing story, that's John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing in West Bend. Well, the markets had traded higher, at least through lunchtime yesterday in Chicago, but then they sold off. The good news, an overnight trade, they're gaining some of the momentum back. Numbers are next. Sorting out fact from fiction. That's exactly where Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars are being invested this growing season. Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean specialist, says farmers are being approached with so many different products these days, it's important they get clear, correct information.
Because farmers are really getting bombarded with, you know, carbon farming, be able to improve soil health. But what does this really mean? It's kind of a big nebula. So we're really trying to say these indices are ones that farmers can use and rely on, and they have a relationship with soybean yield. And we've identified some of those. But the cool thing is now we're wondering what management strategies help alter or change those. So can we actually improve our soil health metrics? And one thing that we found in this initial data set is that we've seen actually long-term, and by long-term, I mean a minimum of 5 years of cover cropping, actually improve some of our soil health metrics. So that's important and exciting for farmers.
Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean researcher, taking Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars to the field. Follow the story at wisoybean.org. Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained 8¾ cents to 206. 40-pound block cheese down a nickel at 193. Double A butter on Tuesday down 3¼ cents, still at 299.5 per pound. This morning, the June Class 3 milk for cheese down 14 cents at 2072 a hundredweight. July is up 4 at 1995. Currently, December corn is trading 2 cents stronger at 493. November soybeans are up 7 at 1212. July new crop wheat up 3. Currently, $6.75 a bushel. So just a quick snapshot of where we stand right now as far as the markets are concerned. You can follow along with all the day's news. Go to MidwestFarmReport.com or follow us, Midwest Farm Report, our brand new page, on Facebook. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at CivicMedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Plenty of sunshine today. We're headed to 66 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear this evening. Clouds increasing late tonight, our low 45. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Our high tomorrow, near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Matt Nair on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app.
Download it today.
Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here in a good-looking Wednesday morning, heading into a phenomenal weekend. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. No longer reason to wait to replace your windows and doors. If you order today, you get zero interest up to 48 months. That's right, 4 years, no interest. You have until May 31st at Pella, so jump on it right now. When it comes to replacing or upgrading your windows and doors, you want to feel confident that your choices will turn out exactly how you envisioned. Whether your home is newer, classic, mid-century modern, or something truly historic, Pella's design lets you virtually see what your home would look like. Get a hold of them. Get a free in-home consultation today. PellaWI.com.
That virtual design is cool, where they can, like...
Oh, that stuff is so cool now.
Well, they put the windows in,
yeah.
You know, and you look at that and say, no, I'm not sure that's what we're looking for.
You know, we
can
even talk when Ben and Deanna Malcor come in today, talk about how technology has changed.
Oh, my gosh.
In 10 years, maybe even less, how technology... I mean, it was not that long ago. If you were thinking about buying a house, you'd buy the Sunday Press Gazette, and you would look through that whole section... And that's how people bought houses.
Yeah.
Now it's unbelievable how things have changed. And again, how you can do these things. Well, even with building houses, you can, you know, AI is getting big into that too.
So there's something
where they can AI a house. Mm-hmm. You just say what you like and boom, this stuff pops up.
What I liked about Pella's virtual thing and really the exterior of the home too is it used to be the paint chips and you'd hold them next to each other. Now they paint it that way if you want to trim this color, because we have I think we have three colors
on the house.
And those
paint chip things never, once you put that stuff on the wall or whatever, it no more looks like that color than anything.
I agree, especially with the sun. But it's pretty cool because, you know, in Astor Park, not that they're all painted ladies, but they're a number of colors to your house, three or four colors with the trimming. That was pretty cool when we did that because they can just place different things and with the windows too. So yeah, it's a technology it's great because it's not like it costs money and it's like, we really don't like it. So that doesn't happen anymore.
But let's be honest. How many times have you bought something from the paint store and you look at the little thing and they even show it to you in the can? Oh man, that's phenomenal.
Yep.
And you get home and you're all fired up and you paint it. And the next day and you look at it, it's like,
not what I had in mind.
That ain't what I had in mind.
So
everybody's been burnt by that, I think.
Anyway, there's a lot of great technology. And you're right about even with our garage, what they could do when we built a new garage and different styles. And
what
they
do you do with the upstairs of your garage?
Then they price
it
out.
Is there anything in that?
So there's a lot. You know, you've been to my house.
I've never been in your garage.
No, I know you haven't. But I have a lot of Christmas decorations.
Oh,
nine trees and just... All these lights. And
all right.
So if I get rid of my Christmas decorations,
stuff in your garage?
That could be Fonzie's room.
Because I still use, I got a, you know what business we should get into?
Is it stored?
Yes.
Temperature controlled, though.
Storage.
Temperature controlled.
It doesn't even have to be temperature controlled.
Yeah, it does.
Why?
Because stuff gets ruined.
No, it doesn't.
It costs that much more.
All right. We should go in. We should build some storage units.
Temperature controlled. I would look at that because people, especially these people, you look at what they're going to be building here in the city, 260 apartments.
And
that thing out at, that Terrence Wall is doing out in Howard. That's 1,000. That's 1,000 apartments. People are going to move out of their homes. It's a four season climate here. They're going to say, look, we need to get a really nice storage unit. That's temperature controlled.
Well,
we could rent those out.
I will say this. I was going to donate some stuff to, I want to say, the Salvation Army one time.
Yeah.
And it was good stuff. It was furniture that somebody
else... Good.
Okay, they won't take it. If it's been a storage unit, they won't take it.
But that's not true.
Okay. Maybe it was just me then. Maybe they said, we're not taking your stuff.
If it would have been in temperature control, because if it's in there and it gets cold, it gets hot, it gets moldy, it gets misty, I wouldn't take it either. But if you're in and you say, look, it's going to be 62 degrees in here for 12 months a year... They'd be like, it's like being in your house.
Doesn't it cost a lot more?
Well, I don't know if it's more, sure. A lot more? I don't know. I'd have to look at that. I tell you what, I'm in.
You ever watch that show Storage Wars?
Yes. That's so planned and fake and
You can't say that.
It all is. They plant stuff in there and they got different characters winning at different times. That's a shallow.
I always thought Brandy was kind of hot. Remember Brandy? She was feisty.
Is that still on?
I don't know. Is that still on, Todd?
Not sure.
That's when those kind of shows were really, really popular.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I always like that one, though, because I would love to do that. I would love to go to one of those auctions and buy a storage unit.
If they open the door, you can't go in.
You can look, but you can't dig.
Yeah, for like a minute or 2 minutes, and then they close it, and then they auction it off.
Yeah.
So our news person, Lisa, her husband, that's what they do.
Do they?
Storage units?
Storage units and estate sales, and they do all that, and then they do the research, and then they resell it and make money.
Oh, so she does she own storage units, or does she go to those auctions?
She goes to the auctions and stuff like that.
Can we get her on? I want to talk to her.
I'll set it up to have her on sometime, yes.
Oh, yep. I want to talk to her just about that stuff. Because I love doing that kind of stuff. I love estate sales, all that stuff.
I'll bet you one out of 20 is a find.
No.
The rest of it is junk.
I have found numerous treasures.
In storage units?
Yeah. No, not storage units. Estate sales.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When
no,
I used
I agree
to clean
that.
Out people's houses. Yeah, yeah. No, stuff like that.
No, I'm saying those estate sales, or estate as you per se it, and I just was reading something.
What was that? What did you
say? No, it's just true, John. I was just reading about you guys put the accent on the first syllable. Youpers. I just read that when we were on break. So
and what did it say about yad or hay?
I didn't get that far
yet.
Yeah,
you did. You already told it to
us.
No,
I didn't.
During the break, you did.
It just said, in some cases, yeah. And you don't, you drop a lot of words, too. I'm going store. Like, you wouldn't, or we went mall. We go.
I don't think they do that.
We go.
I've never heard that before.
Upper Peninsula. Okay. I just tell you what I'm reading here,
okay,
guys.
Okay.
What's the source of your findings?
WIKI.
Anybody from the UP that's listening, anybody from that's lived in the UP,
fandom,
please,
Youper dialect,
please verify this. The term, two terms, yad or hay and in so, are completely foreign to the UP. Those are total Wisconsin things. Nothing against them. It's just people sometimes you say from the UP, oh, yad or hay. It's like, okay.
Use of German Scandinavian, ja.
There are no Germans in the UP. Very few.
Canadian?
There's Canadians.
Okay, well, that's... But this guy is okay. Canadian raising, German, Scandinavian dialect, ja.
They'll say, like... And
ja?
Said,
J-A?
Say,
ja, you guys say ja up there, too?
You know, nope.
That is ja, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, eh? It's cold up there, eh?
Oh, but they don't say the J.
They don't say the J.
No. I see. Okay, it means ja. All right, I got it now. I'm reading this. But then they have YA too. They have JA and YA. So that's the same
they
thing.
They say A. They say A.
Well, maybe you got to call this guy Johnny.
All right. I lived there for 30 years.
Ending sentences in EH, which is A.
Yes. Okay. Yes. That's what they do. But they never say yadder.
That's a pretty dress, eh?
A.
Okay. All right. We'll do this during break. I don't want to do this on the air.
Wait, we call Kevin Borseth.
I don't think he's going to admit to some of that.
I bet he will.
I
bet he will.
Okay.
Todd, can you call him and see if he wants to come on?
I'll see if I can
tell him. We have a couple things we want to talk to Karen about, if you don't mind. All
right. But this storage units are going to become bigger and bigger the more people, less homes we build, less garages we build, and more apartments that we build. People are, because a couple things of Wisconsin people. One, again, is it's four season. People do accumulate things through generations, right? Your mom's stuff.
Okay, if we do this... I get first dibs if somebody doesn't pay their bills and we get to go in and take their stuff.
You better have a really airtight agreement that's legal, because you go in and start selling that stuff and you sell their mother's whatever, some great antique thing and make 10 grand. They're going to come after you. So you have to, I'll do that, but you got to have a really, really airtight agreement drafted by an attorney.
Well, I think it's after 2 months or something. If you don't pay after 2 months.
That's it. They can't come back at
you. You sign the contract. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, you got Kevin?
Do you have to give warning?
Kevin?
Hey.
Oh, Kevin.
Good morning, buddy.
Coach.
How's it going?
Sorry. Yeah.
Good. How are you?
Coach, how's it going, boys?
Good. We're good. First thing, we're having a heated discussion. Heated discussion.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, Coach,
let me finish.
I just want to say the day started off wrong, because Johnny and I both showed up wearing the exact same thing.
Exact same.
Red sweatshirts.
Yeah.
Which is weird. That's never happened
like
in a year.
We look like two out-of-work Santa Clauses.
So we do. And yeah. Well, he looks more like a Santa Claus. I look more like, you know, a guy with a red sweatshirt.
This is Santa Claus?
Yeah. But here's the reason he wore that, Coach. Here's the reason he wore that today. Because his personal trainer's coming in, so he wanted something to cover it up as much as possible. So he couldn't see that he's failing miserably with his personal trainer.
Okay, let's go on to the
so
Coach,
we're talking,
welcome.
First thing, Coach. Coach Borseth joined us. We're talking about UP terms versus Wisconsin terms, and I said the term yadderhay has never been uttered in the UP by a Uper, only by somebody from Wisconsin visiting to the UP and thinking that's how we talk up there. True or false?
Yadderhay?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Exactly.
Oh, come on.
Thank you.
You and Mino. Jeez.
Thank you, Coach.
Coach, yadderhay is, we in Wisconsin would think that's a UP, a little bit Minnesota too. I'll give you that. You did say that, but really it's never
it
been
a UP term.
Nope.
No. All right.
Even remotely close. When you said it immediately, I thought to myself, it was a part of the connection puzzle of the New York Times. I don't know.
And another one we don't say in the UP is in so. Oh, it's nice out there today. In so, we don't say that, do we?
Never heard of that either. No.
Oh my
Thank
gosh.
You. Thank
All
you.
Right, coach.
So, Coach, you want to hear how I'm going to make a lot of money, Coach?
I'm listening.
Yeah,
so
again.
When the draft comes, and I even checked with the real mayor of Green Bay about
this. Could work, though. I'm kind of in on this one.
For when they have the draft here, and there's going to be all kinds of different things going on, whatever, I want a food stand called Uper Village that serves pasties and kudigi. What do you think of that?
There you go.
Yes.
Right? That could work.
Those are cream of the crop in UP.
Yep.
And
kudigis are really good. Kudigis and pasties, you can't go wrong with those.
Yes.
And people coming in from all over the United States, the 32 teams, I think they're going to try it. And, you know, you get 400,000 or 500,000 people. We only need $1 a person.
You know who I could probably get to work the booth? Mariucci.
Well,
Mariucci will be in town.
50 bowl.
Yep.
50-50 raffle.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And yeah,
we'll go around selling 50-50 raffle tickets.
We'll get you in the booth,
Coach,
too.
We want you in the booth, Coach. Coach actually was the first guy that started. I mean, everybody else has kind of followed this, Coach. You were the first ones to have a Uper night for one of your college basketball games.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
And not a lot of places.
Why wouldn't you? I see the Blizzard had one too. Blizzard had a Uper night.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. So there. You started a trend, buddy.
Coach, I don't know what you're doing next April 23rd, but you know, we'll give you a spot in the booth and give you 10% of sales.
Absolutely.
So I can make a little bit of cash.
Yeah, well, I'm in UP getting ready to do a little fishing today, opening a walleye season. So.
Nice. Hey, Coach, I got to ask you, though. You're in the Copper Country area?
No, I'm actually in Berglund on Lake Wegebic.
Oh, you're Wegebic. Okay. Because, again, whenever I show somebody that video, that trail cam, of that mountain lion in your old stomping grounds in Kewaunee County taking down that deer, anybody that says, I'm not worried about mountain lions out in the woods, you're walking down a logging trail, Coach, and that thing's at the end looking at you. I'll tell you what.
Time to go.
They are scary animals, aren't they?
I hope I got a gun.
Yeah, absolutely. I would never go in the woods without a gun, no matter what. I don't care if I'm fishing.
I can tell you this, though. They have bobcat up here, too. And I've been hunting my whole lifetime. I've never seen one bobcat in the woods in my entire life.
No, I haven't either,
They have a season on it.
Yeah.
Those cats play pretty tight to the vest, you know?
Yeah. You know what I did see last year? I was up there deer hunting, though. It was a fisher. I'd never seen a fisher before. Yeah. Those are nasty looking.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yes, they are.
Wow. Well, Coach, got to ask. Would
kill a lot of small game.
Yep. Got to ask you one question. What do you think of Doug Gottlieb?
I don't know who he is. I've never heard of his radio show or anything. So, matter of fact, I'm like you. I'm reading about him right now, learning, but I know absolutely nothing.
We're on the same page. But, Johnny did know of him, though, right?
Well, yeah, from his show. The halftime shows. Well,
I'm with the coach, so I never heard of him.
When Doug Gottlieb was doing his halftime shows on the weekends, Coach here was coaching.
I was watching.
I don't know who he is. I really don't have any idea who the guy is. I guess his dad coached at Milwaukee or something.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know that, to be honest with you. All right.
Well,
I'm just
reading all of his bio here right now.
Well, there's a lot on there.
Getting into it.
Well, Coach, get those walleye, brother. They're hungry.
Enjoy your time.
And if you see anybody from Nimrod Nation.
What's
that?
If you see anybody from Nimrod Nation, tell them I said hello.
All right. Yadderhay.
Okay. You guys.
All right, Coach.
Coach Morris, thank you very much for joining us. Just verifying what I said. All those terms are native to Wisconsin and Wisconsin only. Back!
after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org. At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Mino the Mayor here on a Wednesday morning. Thanks to Coach Borseth for joining us. We've got Ryan Doyle, the personal trainer of the former mayor of Green Bay at Western Racket and Fitness, coming. You talk about a challenging job. Wow.
He's great. Yes.
What a job.
He'll be interesting to talk to him. He's never been on our show before. Now, my other trainer was.
Challenge.
But
amazing challenge.
Yeah. It'd be interesting.
Like day one, hey, do a lunge. I can't. I'll fall over. I just push this.
Let's wait for Ryan.
Push this sled. I can't. It's heavy.
Yeah, that.
All right. These things, I can't.
Okay, let's wait for
too.
Ryan.
This dude
yeah.
is going to, yeah,
yeah.
He's going to make us all look like.
Yeah. This guy's.
McDumpies.
This guy's yeah. fit. He's. Yeah. And
the energy already he's got out
yeah.
there.
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah, you guys spent some time in Hawaii, in the Carolinas. He's well traveled, just smart, and just totally into this health and wellness. Gives talks. Yeah, I was lucky to get him. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. And he's obviously doing very well with me. I mean, look at me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I didn't mean
like night and day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't even recognize you anymore.
Right.
I swear.
I hear that.
If you weren't wearing something really red and bright, I wouldn't even know who you are. Got
oh,
a
text here.
Guy from Trivers making fun of our Uber accent. Hey, pot, me kettle. Yeah, very good.
That is funny.
That is good.
Okay.
Did you guys ever take offense? Because
Trivers,
I'll be honest
yes.
with, well, Carp City,
yes,
right?
Yes, Carp Town, but
Carp
yes.
Town, all those yes. things. Did you guys take offense to that stuff?
Yes, okay. Yes, we did. We did not like
What did
that.
You say about the Manitowoc kids then?
Skunk Hollow.
What was it?
Skunk Hollow.
Okay. And there's Stinking Lincoln.
Yep, right. That's okay. all the same thing, right? Lincoln High School, we were the Jets.
Yeah.
What else? I'm trying to think back then. The cheers, right? That's what I'm thinking of, the cheers
yeah.
at the football and basketball games. But yeah, no, but it was kind of weird because I was actually from Two Rivers, right?
I mean, yeah, I know.
School of Manitowoc, but I still took offense to Two Rivers. Yeah, it was very proud of Two Rivers.
We just had a special guest walk in unannounced. Can we bring this special guest in unannounced, Todd?
You sure can if you'd like.
Yes, right. We'd like to bring this special guest in.
Mr. Groom.
Although it scares me a little bit, he's coming in with a briefcase, like a real briefcase.
Yes.
And it's like,
Oh, cool. Come on in.
Oh, come on in here, special guest.
So
No, you gotta come in.
We didn't know this until just recently, but this guy's got some background in what we do, and so we're gonna train him to be a part of the show a little bit.
Yes, he is great. All right.
Dennis Van Halen.
How's it going,
AKA Dennis Peters Glam Band lead singer.
Good morning, buddy.
And we were just at your wedding reception Saturday night. We had a great time.
Well,
that was fun.
You.
I want to apologize for him smashing that glass of water all over the table.
Within 20 minutes, I did the same thing.
Really?
I swear to goodness, uh-huh. I had somebody else give
glasses.
Me a old hug, and as he slipped the arm down the old side, it's like, down goes Frazier.
Yeah. Jim's mad at me about one thing.
I always,
that night.
What's that?
I went back twice for food.
That's what it's there for.
Well,
he was the only one at our
that's
table.
That's what buffet style means,
it's
brother.
It's a little embarrassing, so I had to move my chair.
Oh, I think I mentioned to everybody, help yourself as much as you want.
Okay. Right.
So, yeah,
That's common to say that.
Oh, I meant it, man.
Okay.
I was really good. I meant that, man.
Yeah, so we're all sitting there just talking, conversation. John gets up and leaves. I thought, he probably go to the bathroom or something. He goes back, another huge plate of food. So
please, I'm glad you did, because I still have giveaways. As a matter of fact, I brought some cookies for you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Not even realizing it was chocolate chip day. I brought peanut butter.
butter instead.
Oh, love them.
I got my trainer here, man. You tell him.
I saw that.
That.
What did you
he's
bring
nervous
in here,
and
buddy.
I walked in. He's like, I said, they're talking you up, and they go, yeah,
you know what? It's his only failure.
What?
You know, it's funny you say that because I've been spending special time with my mom since this weekend with the wedding and everything. She's still with us over at the house and whatever. And and speaking of failure, never mind. I shouldn't talk that way.
No. Go ahead.
I'm probably her only failure that she's
spent
time with.
So you found barbershop memories sing-along.
Yeah,
books.
I spent some time with my mom. Went to the antique store in Little Chute, right. And I was thinking of you guys.
You guys should sing this song, Mother.
Oh, yeah.
Do
by
you know
Dan,
that song?
By Danzig?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I don't think it's
Danzig.
No, but I'm saying...
Mother!
I don't know who Danzig is. This is for the million... Emma's for the million things you gave me. You know, that's a great, great song.
I saw that and I had to.
Yes.
And, you know barbershop, quartet, wouldn't you know it, there's four pieces there.
Ah, that would make sense.
So, yeah.
In all my dreams, I dream of you.
Yes. Great.
This I like
barbershop
it.
Is the best. It's making a comeback.
I'm glad it's the
best. These are awesome. And then where did you get this? The Army National Guard in Korea, 1950 to 53.
Same thing, the antique store.
Wow, love it.
I thought you might have that already, but...
I do not.
Okay.
But I am a firm believer, or not believer, advocate, because I don't have to believe, I know it happened. Our National Guard, when they were sent to war, is one of the most undertold stories in the history of our military.
I think if you've been in the National Guard in Wisconsin, you've been sent overseas somewhere. At least once, two, three times, as they say up north.
And into some really bad places. Oh, really bad places.
Yeah, the worst. Yeah.
And I think it's awesome that the National Guard is finally starting to get to national recognition. Yeah.
There's something to be said about the 32nd Division, where they have the Red Arrow. There's a reason for that. Never retreated.
And the Red Arrow is because they advanced further. At the end of World War One, when World War One ended, they were the deepest into Germany of any American unit.
Never retreated. That's what the Red Arrow means. Forward. Yeah.
Is that why we have Red Arrow Park?
Yep.
Yes,
really?
Sir. Yes, sir.
I never knew that.
Yes, it is.
Yep. I thought it was
In Manitowoc. Mm-hmm.
It is. I thought it was more Indian heritage. I got to admit. I just
sure,
I grew
understandably.
Up there.
You bet.
And I grew up there. Yeah. Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. Oh, that's a big. I mean, the Red Arrow. What they did in World War II is mind-boggling.
And what they're going to do?
And in World War One,
what they're going to do in Green Bay next year? They're going to open up Red Sweatshirt Park.
we're kicking it off today.
And the statues out front will be
Santa Claus will be there, and everybody's gonna be going, "Oh, I know him!
I know him! You're not Santa Claus. You smell like beef and cheese." So we left a little early the other night because we're old.
Yes, if.
But how did it go with the open mic?
He missed all the fun. It was fantastic.
I got a feeling there was some amazing talent on
there. You could tell. Yeah. So we were at Dennis's wedding reception, married a couple months ago, but his reception. And you could tell there were a lot of musicians in the house. And they probably, as the night went on.
They sure did. Yeah, they sure did. The Vic Ferrari fellas were there.
Right.
Just about almost everybody from the band was there. And Michael Bailey saying, what a
wonderful world.
Yeah.
No kidding.
That was our impromptu hubby wife dance. That was awesome.
Cool. Yeah, you could kind of feel that, right? When we're talking about, we're pointing people out, that's a musician.
Absolutely.
Because you guys, they carry themselves.
I see trees of green. Oh, that's good.
It was awesome.
I thought you just gave me goosebumps.
Red roses, too.
I still think of that in Good Morning Vietnam.
Oh, sure.
And they were playing that song when those troops were on the truck heading out to battle, basically.
Yeah.
And they had that song. Yeah. That one was... I almost get choked up when I see that.
Oh, speaking of which, when I was at the antique store, I take pictures of old. I should be buying these things, to be honest with you, but I do it as for song inspiration. But you see postcards of people from way back in the day writing letters to their loved ones.
Yeah,
and I saw one of a family that I still love this woman and hope that we can, like tie the knot, whatever, before I ship out, type of a thing. You see stuff like that when you're at the antique stores, and it just tugs at your heartstrings,
Yeah.
But anyway, that was real. Yeah, this is good.
You guys stick around.
We'll do.
Dennis from the Glam Band. We got Ryan Doro, the personal trainer for Jim Schmidt. That's his only job, I've heard. Western said, listen,
pay him
man.
Enough.
We'll pay you full. Just devote everything to him. He's on the radio. He's wearing his big sweaters. He looks 400 pounds. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
T. Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and musical entertainer Rob Perivonian, who will sing a Beach Boys song about his grandpa. And we discuss the latest and greatest in binge-watchable entertainment.
Nightlight with P. Schwaba. Weeknights 7 till 9. Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like rowing upstream. But it's a river, a whitewater river, and the only paddles you have are pool noodles. Then when a new to-do pops up, you're like, nope, I'm already rowing upstream with these pool noodle paddles. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to get personalized discounts with a commercial auto insurance quote online. So your to-do list is smooth sailing. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverages and discounts not available in all states and subject to policy terms and underwriting.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support.
WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.